Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we are obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, my witchy poo. I don't think that you're super happy with what I titled this episode, but how are you?
It's just my dyslexic gift, you know. I'm doing great, my elf. I will follow your lead as always. And how are you?
Oh, I guess I'm playing too many word games. So I wanted to call this one Breaking Down, Breaking Up. So to really break down a breakup. And, you know, we humans, we break up with stuff all the time. We break up with sugar. We break up with jobs. We break up with chocolate. We break up with cherry pie. Oh, wait, I'm getting off topic. But we break up.
You broke up with crewnecks.
I broke up with crewnecks. Yes, I did. And P.S., one of my friends I grew up with also broke up with crewnecks before she knew I did. And so I think it's a trend.
I just remember it was one of the first things that you were talking about at Ruben's house. I was like, huh.
But I had to break up with them because I was tired of being called sir. Anyway, but actually, it's not a bad. You know what? It's funny, but there's also truth to it, right?
It's fair. It's absolutely fair.
It's very fair. It's like I'm tired of being called sir, and so I'm going to stop wearing what I think is what was leading to being called sir. And for the record, have not been called sir since.
Oh, there you go.
So we do things, right? We do things to clear a path for ourselves. We break
and
up.
When you want something different, you have to shake things up. And sometimes that requires breaking things, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And, you know, everybody's gone through a relationship breakup. When I mean that, like a intimate boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever it may be, breakup. Everybody has. I don't know anybody who hasn't.
Yeah, even friends. Like friends break up all the time.
Friends break up all the time. And also when we quit a job, we're breaking up with the job.
We're breaking up with
You know, and I have to tell you, you know, I didn't break up with Fox. They started dating Disney and got rid of us. And that was a breakup. Like, I really struggled with that.
Oh, you had to grieve, right? You had that.
Oh, my God. I loved it so much.
I know. It was such a sweet spot for you. And you have that requires grieving, right? Breakups.
It totally does.
It requires grieving. And I always think about whether you're breaking up or breaking down. It all leads to breakthrough if you can stick with it, right?
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. getting there.
Look at you go. Right. I mean, that's
like when we want a different outcome, we have to change something. Right. And sometimes we have to break a couple things before we figure out what was actually needed and required to get where we wanted to go, to find that breakthrough.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes you don't see it coming because I don't think we want to, you know, we are these critters that like to think that things are permanent. And the reality is ain't nothing permanent.
And the only thing that's constant is change.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've had a little share of this lately myself.
Yes.
And I have. And in our true fashion, when we don't actually want to reveal people's names, mm-hmm. we'll make one up. And I have to tell everybody something very funny, even though this overall story isn't funny, but this is hilarious. So Brenda and I, you know, we kind of pregame. And so we were on the phone and I was walking Sookie around. and Brenda's like, well, you know, my elf, don't you want to like come up with another name to use, you know, kind of thing. And I'm like,
for this teaching lesson.
Yeah. It's like, don't you use another name? And I'm like, that's a good idea. And and Brenda, you said, well, what do you want to use? And I go, I don't know, you pick. And you said, Claire. And I'm like, okay, let's use Claire. We talk a few more minutes and you had to go. You had friends that were at the door.
Yeah.
And so we hopped off the phone really fast. And again, I'm walking Sookie. I see this young woman walking another dog. And I talk to all people that walk dogs. It's like they're mean dogs. And so mean people. Exactly. That's very true.
Yeah.
So our dogs are kind of, you know, doing the, you know, sniffing butts, doing their whole thing, getting to know each other's names. And so I looked at this young woman. I said, well, my name is Julie. What's yours? She says, oh, my name is Claire. And I bust out laughing. And she looked at me and I said, okay, well, I just have to tell you, I'm a co-host of a podcast, Insider's Guide to the Other Side, because I'm a storyteller. It's what I do, even when you don't want it. So I tell her the story and I go, when you were walking towards me, you probably saw my mouth moving. She says, yeah. And I go, that's who I was talking to. So within seconds, she said, Claire. And I go, and she's a very, very gifted psychic, even though she claims she's not. And I said, and I go, the name she wanted me to use for a story is Claire. And I said, and here you are, the Claire standing in front of me. Those are those little moments when you just look up and say, thank you, universe.
Right, it's such a little giggle. It just tickles me when that happens.
Just a giggle and just a little slice of magic. You know, it was just really fun. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about Claire. We'll talk about other relationships too, because I don't think we have to take up the whole show with this. But, you know,
I would just also say, because right, I'm teaching at Esalen and helping people figure out how guides interact with you. This is just a way to, because obviously breaking up can be a very intense, can even be traumatizing for people. And when you get a little giggle like that from the universe, it's also an affirmation that says it's okay to tell this story, right? This may not be the final version of the story, right? Because it's unfolding, but like it just gives, it's a little giggle that says, we see you, you guys are working in this and it's fine. Like it's a little affirmation. So I like that too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love a good affirmation.
I know.
Especially the ones that make you giggle.
I know.
I mean, the real.
It just tickled me.
Yeah. I got back to the house and said to Suzanne, I go, I have the greatest story for you. And I tell her and she just lit up. She goes, oh my God, that's amazing. Those fun things, right? So, you know, we've talked before about just like life journeys, right? Or we've talked, and we've also talked about contracts. We've talked about just all types of relationships, actually. And us critters really like to think that things, you know, friendships, relationships last forever. And, you know, I remember when after mom died, you said to me, you go, you never really understood that your mom would actually
could ever be gone. Like it was a possibility, right? Like that was part of my crushing grief, is that I never understood, realized, admitted, whatever it may be, that this person would not be in my life.
That was not okay with you. That was not even an option.
It was not okay with me, right? Nope.
Not even an option.
So I have come to understand that not everything is permanent. I've come to understand that sometimes people come in our lives for either long periods of time for us to either be a student or a teacher or both. I understand that people come into our lives sometimes briefly for whatever reason it may be. And what I've learned is to honor that, right? But I went through one just recently that was rather earth-shattering for me with this person that we'll call Claire. And I think that the lessons of it have been another, I guess, kind of graduate level lesson about how we look at our life and take inventory on our life and, you know, who do we want to be? Because that's the other thing I always go through with all of this is, you know, when something hits so hard and it does hurt, I go to this place like, who do I want to be now? You know, what is this meant to be for me? Am I supposed to go in there? And it reminds me of the Tower card. Do you want to tell everybody about the Tower card?
The Tower card in Tarot is one of the major arcana cards. So it's inviting us into a major life lesson about releasing, right? And sometimes we get a hit like, oh, you know, maybe this isn't the best for me. Oh, maybe, you know, this is keeping me small. Usually there's an element of like, it keeps me in a smaller behavior pattern than where I am from a vibrational level. I should be playing bigger, wider, you know, stronger. And so then if we don't pay attention to those intuitive hits, eventually the universe comes in and takes it from you. That says, okay, we gave you a couple runs at it, but we got it from here. And you're in a deep state of surrender and usually shock.
That was me.
Okay.
And I also remember when I took, you know, tarot classes from you, one of the things that I really loved and how you described it was, because it's depicted as like it's a tower that's coming down, people jumping out of it. You know,
lightning strikes. Yeah,
lightning strikes. I mean, all of this.
Yeah, the foundation of the building, whatever tower it is that like it's not just like it's swaying. Like the foundation is being shaken, and so right. Like it's coming down. It's being dismantled.
Right, and you can't build it the same way because it will come down again. Is what you said.
Without a doubt.
Like it. If you want this relationship effectively, you have to start from the ground up. You cannot go back from where it was.
And again, we are creatures of habit. That's why we don't like change, right? We run so much of our lives from habit. Oh, I know where my toothbrush is. Oh, I know where my car is parked. Like, you know, you've walked out of places where you parked your car in a different place and it took you like 15 minutes to figure out where you parked, right? like we are, so much of our life is run out of habit. And so if you, whether it's a relationship or a company or, you know, family members, whoever you're rebuilding the relationship with, if you don't stay conscious, you will rebuild the same pattern. And so it takes a lot of energy to build something that's new, a lot of energy. You have to be committed. Both parties have to be committed to create something that's new. Otherwise it'll be repeated.
Right. It'll come down again.
It will.
And let's take a break.
And we're going to take a tower break. This will be our tower break. Thanks, everybody.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And welcome back from our tower break. I hope it was not that for you, but if it was, it's okay because it's leading to breakthrough.
Exactly right. And the thing is, I just lived the tower. Mm. I just lived what you just described, which was all of those signs that I didn't want to see or I ignored.
It's so patterns. Humbling. It's so humbling.
So incredibly humbling. And I came down crashing with that structure.
I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you. Again, sorry, I feel like that's
sorry,
a
not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah. You're yeah. right. Sorry, not sorry yeah. is exactly right. Because there is in everything, you know, there's always something to be gained. Right. And usually if you do it right, you're going to gain more than you think you lost.
Right. That's the breakthrough, right? That's the
and
breakthrough.
That's the breakthrough.
And it's hard. It's hard as hell. You got to dig for it. You have to trust. This is literally where faith comes in. Right.
Yes,
because faith is knowing, like, I'm jumping off this cliff. I didn't plan for this change. I don't want this change. And as I jump off this cliff, two things are going to happen. Either the earth is going to rise up to meet me, or I will develop wings to fly. Like, that's it. Like, that's the trite saying, and it is real. And that's why you have to do your spiritual practices, whether it's breathing or yoga or meditation or malas or mudras or whatever it is, walking in the woods, swimming, whatever it is that gets you calm and centered. You double down on those behaviors to help guide you when you don't know the path. When you don't know the path, you have to have these practices in place to catch you.
And I prefer wings.
Good to know.
So that is what I feel like that I needed to sprout when this happened, because it was, you know, a rather shocking kind of moment for me. And I'll try to just briefly describe, because some of the details are not terribly important, but Claire got mad at me for something that was somewhat ridiculous to me. But not to Claire, and decided to ice me out. So a way that a lot of people deal with when they're angry is they ignore you. They send you to exile. And, you know, exiling people, and just so everybody knows, exile is ignoring, for the record. If you want a definition, and nowadays people do it all the time. And it's like, I'm not going to text that person, or I'm not going to talk to that person, because you are trying to make them feel like they don't matter. And if anybody's familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, self-actualization is at the tip of that. And self-actualization is that I matter. And somebody exiling you is desperately trying to take that away from you. So if that's happening, folks, I want you to know that's what it is. It happened to me.
I'm so sorry that happened.
Thank you.
And not sorry that it happened.
And not sorry, right. It is, this whole story is a sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. And the thing is, what I would say is, when, you know, you had a relationship with Claire, and when something that you saw is very kind of like, this is non sequitur, like this reaction is so strong,
right,
in my opinion, compared to what actually took place, you know that when that happens, things are being triggered from the past.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming that's true in this situation as well.
I think it has to be.
And so we don't know, right? If you're not engaged with Claire at this time.
Right.
And so you just have to say, somehow she didn't have skills to bring up what was truly painful for her or upsetting or disappointing or hurting her in some way. We don't know. And then, you know, it's got to bubble up, because when we have needs, it is human nature to have needs. And when we don't give ourselves permission to state those needs, or we have hidden expectations that people will automatically know our needs. We like to do that one a lot.
We think everybody's a mind reader.
Well, because, and it's so much easier than us having to take responsibility and having to state, this is what I need in this situation. Can, you know, because we're putting ourselves out there. It's very vulnerable. People can reject us. They can judge us. It's very scary. And so when people can't state their own needs, or that conversation isn't open, even though you think it is, like, you don't know that they're not stating, and you're stating your needs in the process, and you're in the relationship, or what you want, or what can be fun, or, you know, whatever it is, you're moving through, like, it's a two-way communication, but you can't know what people won't share with you. I don't care if you're psychic. I don't care if you're not, like, it doesn't matter. That expression, accountability and responsibility, is on the individual. It's not on the person engaging. And so, you know, so it's not surprising then that, and we've all had this experience. We've on either side of this equation, like, oh my God, I didn't even realize things were bubbled up until I just had it, you know, like, I recently had one of those. We are not talking about that today, but I was like, are you flipping kidding me? And like, it just becomes very clear, and it's human. Like, we just have to be able to state it, is hopefully elegantly, or communicate it in some way, because it has to come out, as it did in this slightly sideways version of Claire exile.
Right. Yeah. And I'm always okay with somebody telling me they're not happy about something.
Yes.
I am.
It's actually very true.
I am so good at being perfectly imperfect. Yeah. I will adjust if I feel it's necessary. But the thing is, I need to feel that it's necessary. And so when somebody can communicate with me in a way that isn't attacking, because attacking's not going to go, it doesn't get you anywhere, then I'm very open. It's like, you want to tell me you have a problem with something? Well, let's talk about it. You know, I'll own my side of the street all day long.
I also think you have a way, because I, you know, specifically where I've seen this for you is in professional settings, where someone will come at you and you still hold the space of grace to go, okay, we got to get to the other side of this. So I don't agree with any of that noise, but let's talk about what you need. Right. And so you'll be very spacious in that way. I don't really know. I personally don't know a lot of those in your personal space, but you know, this is,
assume
this is
it's
one,
the same.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
assume it's the same, you that know, and, yeah. But I do own things. And I think that anybody who is of any significant friendship with me knows that.
Yeah.
Also know that I'm very direct about stuff. Like, if I don't want to do something, I will tell you. Just like you, by the way. I mean, you are my idol about not doing things that you don't want to do. And this all started from a place. I mean, the tower started coming down from it's a kind of a ridiculous story, but I think it's very ego based, which is, we all have it. We all deal with it. We all must be comfortable with it, you know, find a way around it, understand what it is.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I can handle somebody being upset. I've also, one thing I've learned is I've learned to be very comfortable in discomfort. So if somebody's mad at me, I'm going to let them be mad. I, because I have been in at times in my life where all I have done when somebody was mad, it's kind of like I'm going to use Sookie as an example. When Sookie, like, she'll just paw at me and paw at me because she wants my attention. Like, are you mad? You mother, you know? And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I decided years ago that if somebody's mad, they can be mad. I will honor their space. When they want to actually talk to me, I will listen and I will talk back. But I will not do and say things that I don't mean, that are not true to me, because we all get in these places where we get really uncomfortable when somebody's mad. And being mad, and some people use anger as a weapon to control you, right?
Oh,
so I felt this happening.
Without a doubt.
I saw this happening.
And so Those are the warning signs, right? That yeah, the universe will give you before happening. The tower shows up.
I saw the exile. I saw all of these things.
Yeah.
And I remember one morning I woke up and I said to Suzanne, I go, I am now free from this relationship because this is not who I am. I can't continue doing this. I will never make this person a villain of any of my life stories. I will always only want the best happiness, whatever, for anybody, by the way, that's ever touched my life, honestly. Even my ex-stepdad, like, I don't want any evil. I don't want any of that for anybody. That is not the vibe that I want to live in. I don't want bad things to happen. I don't want, I don't know how else to say it, but that's what it is. And this experience, interestingly enough, has been the healthiest I've been for myself because I didn't go claw.
Nice.
We need a break, don't we?
We do.
Okay, we'll break.
We do. We'll have a claw break.
Okay, we'll have a claw. we'll claw our time back.
We'll be right back.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And welcome back. First of all, I appreciate your generosity and in even telling this story, how honoring you are of your relationship with Claire that had such a long history, because what you're sharing is your experiences and your choices, the things that you couldn't control, like how she took something as hurtful or what she didn't say along the way, possibly we don't know about. Like there's all of these things we don't know about, but you're sharing your story and your learning lessons. And so that's a really honoring place to be. And, you know, you said how gracious it was to say, you know, she will never be like this
evil villain of my story
character, the villain of my story. And that's a very high road to take. So I'm assuming that you've had other experiences to contrast that with.
Oh, I've been an asshole. There is no question. If that's that's enough contrast for you, there's your answer. I mean, are you kidding? Of course okay. I have. I mean, how would I know? It's, you know, we always talk about you again. Okay, we'll go back to you. Talk about balance. There is a balance of light and dark in the world. right? One of my favorite movies is Beauty and the Beast, because how do you know the Beast, right? Because it's about, yeah, how do you know beauty until you've seen the Beast? How do you know the Beast until you've seen beauty? So of course I've been an asshole. How would I know not to be one if I had not been one? You know, but it was all ego, right? It was all protection. It was, you know, I mean, unfortunately, there's too many for me to count at the moment, but I remember things going bad with different people. It's like, well, fuck them. I screw them. I hope they blah, 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 blah. Like, and I've done that, whether in my head or out loud, but I did.
Right.
But that is, yeah, a very low vibe way to live. It was,
well, it's just a little immature.
It's immature.
Right?
It is all of those things.
But it's an important step along the path, right? It's an important step along the path that says, so being immature isn't wrong. Sometimes it's appropriate for, you know, your Earth School journey. Like, yes, hey, got to check that box. I checked that box a couple times. You know, I reviewed that course a number of times.
I got an incomplete several times on that one.
I got a duplication on that one. Yeah. Look, it happens. And it's part of the Earth School experience. So there's not judgment as much as empowerment for what do you want to do this time around?
Right.
Right. And to say, you know what? That's,
and I don't even in what I've really embraced, it's going to sound weird, about myself in this, is I don't want to make this person, or by the way, anybody else, not even just Claire, but anybody else, a villain of my life story. And it's not because I'm afraid of karma or I know everything has a price. I actually in my soul don't want that.
Right.
I just don't. And it's not that yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say the one thing I actually think the exile, the thing about that, if you've ever been, you know, ghosted or iced out or, you know, exiled in this way, the gift of it is you can't engage, because the engagement can be a relief and a distraction. So you're out of the discomfort because, hey, well, we're talking, even if we're arguing, like we're talking, so I don't have to actually feel everything deeply. And so that what the exile does is like say, what can I actually do in this situation? Because there's so much you can't do when you're not engaged with the other person.
Right.
So like you like to say, you get really clear about what's on your side of the street.
Yeah.
You get really clear about what I can control, where I want to engage, where I want to double down on and focus. How can I create these breakdowns to create the breakthrough that I actually am worthy of? And, you know, when you woke up and said, I am free of that, right? Of course there's grieving involved.
Yes.
But it's not this, like sometimes grieving can feel like a bottomless pit. It has no boundaries. It's going to suck up all your life, all of your energy, all of your spaciousness.
Been there.
And other times, right? Yes. And sometimes grieving is just very specific. I'm sorry it couldn't be different.
Right.
I'm sorry I don't have what I thought I had, but clearly there was some deception or misunderstanding or illusion about what I thought we had, because it wouldn't have rolled this way if that were true. So,
and I totally agree. And I also in that exile spent time owning my parts of things.
Yeah.
Because I do believe in the math equation. It takes two. There is not one relationship that has been blown up that was because solely of one person. It doesn't exist. That math does not exist.
True.
The math that exists is it takes two.
And that's why we come to Earth School.
And it's
right?
why so we come to Earth School. And it's why I'll tell you what I owned in this, because I think it's important is if anybody else is dealing with this, or even if it's something that happened 10 years ago, you can still deal with it, because the part that I learned about myself that I didn't do is I actually didn't take care of this relationship as I evolved. I wasn't clear. I wasn't clear on who I had become. My becoming, I was not clear on. I was not clear that I wouldn't tolerate certain things. I wasn't clear, even to myself. I even went backwards on some of my own behaviors. Like I found myself on things that I thought I was clear on, but I reverted for this, you know, this person for the friendship.
For Claire's comfort.
Yeah. Right. And so yeah. So that was the work, right? The work, because anything that happens like that, again, it takes two, everybody. It is never one person's fault. Even if it was a terrible relationship and that person acted terrible, well, sometimes maybe you allowed it. And there's things I allowed and things I shouldn't have allowed, behaviors I shouldn't have allowed, things I shouldn't have done that I so own, and I know them now. And this is, I don't need the universe to give me another one of these to learn it.
and sometimes the universe does bring it to you as a bit of a, like, are you sure? Right. So just be mindful of that.
True.
Right.
True. Yeah,
which is fine. You know, I think of one of our yoga teachers would always say, we become the company we keep. Mm-hmm. So keep good company. Right. And it's literally frequency. Right. It's literally frequency. We bounce off. Like they say, look at the five people around you that you spend the most time with. You're going to be most like them than anyone else.
Right.
Who do you emulate? Are they in that group? Right.
So that's what your yoga teacher said. Let me tell you what my golf coach told me.
And to tell me.
Never play with people who are worse than you. Only play with people better than you. Because you will play like them.
Yes, you will. Yep.
And I think I forgot that for a while. And yeah. I think that, and I will also tell you, I've been working on a letter to write, and I'm about a page and a half in. And I think the most important thing, I think, for our listeners is to really understand how I'm ending this letter right now, because I mean it. And in the letter, I just stated how incredibly grateful that I am for the friendship that we had. In fact, I hold so much gratitude, it would fill all the oceans. And that is true.
That's so beautiful. I'm so glad that you can feel that space and let that frequency continue to heal the layers that will be revealed,
right?
As you move forward. Because as we know, as we've discussed many times, grief takes time.
It does.
So, yeah.
It does.
And I think, you know, for our listeners who have tower situations going on, you know, the letter that you're writing, we don't know that you'll actually ever send it to Claire.
I may not.
Because it's not about that. And you might. You might be like, no, I feel good about this. And, you know, it's been long enough or whatever it is. We don't know, because that'll be revealed in the future one way or another. But the process of writing, as you know, is hugely healing. It's very reflective, self-reflective, instead of for Claire, right? Just that process is helpful for you. And energetically, that tie that you had between you is still there. It may not be as activated,
right,
but it's still there. And in a way, that shift you're making through this process of writing this communication, it's changing and it's getting transmitted to her in some way.
Right.
So sometimes it doesn't actually have to be shared. Sometimes it doesn't have to be spoken, but it can still be a healing force.
And I totally agree. And it'll be interesting to see if I do send it. But one interesting thing that happened is that morning I woke up, I'm like, oh, I feel free, you know, which was not a thing I thought I'd ever say. But that afternoon, I started hearing from a whole bunch of old friends, particularly from California. It's like they got the message, because I think I made this take up more space than it should have. And I think they felt there was space. And they, isn't that interesting?
It's so interesting.
They energetically, and it's like they all got a memo in LA.
An energetic memo. Yep.
They got an energetic memo. And they're like, oh, there she is. Because all of a sudden it was like a snowball effect. I'm like, oh, and this again, being present, right? Like we've said this over and over and over and over again about be present, be present, be present. I'm watching this unfold. I know what it is as it's unfolding. I recognize it. I see it. I'm like, oh, look at that.
It's so good. So good. Right. And that's what I mean, really taking that time to write.
Yes.
Taking the time to be present to it. It transmits through the ethers. People, if they're paying attention, they can't not notice it.
And even when all this stuff happens, everybody, you can still have a sense of fucking humor. you can still look at some of this stuff and be like, oh, hello, Tower Card. You know, yeah. I tip my hat to you. Well done. You know, you can still look at things like that and you can still, you know.
It's highly, very, very effective, highly recommended because it makes it a lot easier.
Right. Because I know this is not the first time I've been here in April. Probably going to be the last. Wouldn't mind a break. But it is, but being present is the greatest gift. It really is the greatest possible gift, is to be present and see what's happening and understand it, because you can process that in real time and actually have joy. Like, I see the things that happened, like immediately the result, the energetic result. And I'm like, wow, this shit's real.
That is an awesome summary.
That shit's real. But no matter who you break up with, what you break up with, because I had to go through this when I left Fox. I mean, it's because it was a part of my life that I loved and I didn't want to be over. This is a relationship I wasn't ready for it to be over. I didn't know it was ever going to be. There's just things that you have to deal with. And as much as you can be present and open yourself up, and that energy and the writing is magic. In fact, those that have read my book, thank you for actually buying a book and reading what my therapy session was for 3 years. But writing is that. You become so clear.
And remember, breaking up, breaking down, if you can do all that, leads to your breakthrough.
Yeah.
To what's next. Yeah.
And then deserve it. And as Brenda went and looked at my chart and said, oh, my elf, of course this was going to happen. And also astrology can help too.
Astrology doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt at all. It does not hurt at all. I think you talked about Neptune. Not once did you talk about Uranus. You talked about Neptune a lot. See, humor,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for listening, everybody.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Thanks, everybody. And thank you, the other side.
Thank you. Bye, my elf.
Bye, y'all. Bye, my witchy poo.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.